Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and this is a show where you can get those answers to those questions that you've always wanted to ask, but never knew who to ask. Any answers you get on this show will be coming from guidance, will be coming from your guidance. So it will be the answers that will help you to change your life. Not just the things that I think, because frankly, what I think is not important. It is you that is the most important person in your life. And so this is your opportunity to start getting your own answers, to start standing in your own power, to start creating the life that you love. If you ever have any questions for me, if you want to find out more about what I do, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And I also offer free 20-minute discovery sessions for the people who really want to take a look at what it is that they believe so they can see what it is that's been holding them back all these years that they couldn't figure out. And you can find out more information about that on my website too, divinelyguidedhealing.com. And today I have a magical, wonderful person who is co-hosting with me. And her name is DC Love. DC, why don't you tell them about you?
Good afternoon, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is DC, the magical DC Love. I was born with the abilities that I have. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm able to connect with the angels, the ascended masters, and a lot of the times Joan Rivers. Joan's been with me for a while. And she sort of opened up a door, and I've had a lot of other celebrities connect with me as well. I've channeled healing messages from Jesus. I have a background in law enforcement. I've studied the martial arts. And I've basically hung up my .357, and now love is my revolver. So that's my purpose right now, is to help people in a loving way. Everyone, good afternoon. This is the magical DC Love.
DC, and I'm so thrilled that Barbara's here with me. We are going to have so much fun.
Oh, I know. And you know what, Barbara? I just got a message. The angels are saying, you know, humor is a prelude to faith and laughter is the beginning of prayer. And they're telling us, you know, we become like too serious at times. And for our own good, you know, like it's not good to be that serious. And I have Joan Rivers that reminds me of that all the time. Whenever I get into that like too serious mode or whatever, she like rips the rug from beneath me. And then I start laughing and I'm thinking, okay, I must be getting a little too serious again. But when we laugh, we immediately open up our heart and we connect with our higher self, you know, and we're able to just like to tune in and follow what we're supposed to do. And if we're having a problem, it really helps us, you know, to find solutions. And when we laugh, it helps, it clears our aura. It can rebalance your chakras, and it's able, you know, it gives you the ability to really, you know, to connect with the higher channels and, you know, bring forth solutions that we're looking for. So when you think of laughing, just know that laughter is the best medicine, and it's the front door of healing energy. And even if you feel like, you know, that you're going through something, just try to, you know, try to laugh a little bit, because when we laugh, you know, we do feel so much more relief. You feel it immediately. And then the angels are around us. They're on the scene to help us. And I feel it restores balance. And it just, you know, it helps us with all our challenges. So the angels are saying, you know, everyone, lighten up a little bit. And you know what? Life is going to sort it out itself out, believe it or not. So you might as well just sit there and laugh. So I was thinking, Barbara, like a couple minutes ago, I went to get the mail. And I got a bill in the mail. And I was thinking of last week's show with the laughing yoga. Mm-hmm. And I just start laughing, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, when I get those bills in the mail, that's what I'm going to do. I am going to laugh, you know. So it felt good, you know. Here I'm carrying a bill in the house and I'm laughing.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I want to let everyone know that the third Friday of every month, Deborah is going to be on doing the laughter yoga, because that's going to be our party week,
yeah.
I guess. So anyone who wants to try the laughter yoga or you've been interested in it, join us on the third Friday of every month. We're already booked for February and March with Deborah, so we are going to be laughing. That was so much fun.
Oh, it was amazing. And, you know, I felt so much better, and I felt lighter, and, oh, my goodness. But what a way to, you know, what a way to do things. She said, like, if people, they can't exercise or, you know, you're sitting and you don't have the ability to, like, go out or whatever and take a walk or, you know, just do exercises, that's another way that stimulates the body, and it does act as, you know, as an exercise for us. And I really felt it myself. You know, I just felt like, oh, my goodness. As we were sitting here last week, I was laughing, and I felt like I had a workout when we were done, Barbara.
I know, it was.
Amazing.
I guess parts of us did.
Yes, oh my goodness, I loved it. I mean, that was so cool. And God, you know, God has a sense of humor, and he wants us to laugh. So, I mean, that fits right in with our, you know, our curriculum there, laugh.
Yes, definitely. All right, so are you ready to get busy with our callers?
Oh, my goodness, I hope so.
Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 952. Hi, who's this?
Hello, my name is Julie.
Hi, Julie. What can we do for you today?
Well, I guess I'm new to your show, and I was reading about how you can get messages from angels, and I've been going through a tough time with my daughter. She's 24. When she was 23, she went through a major breakup. I know these happen all the time. She's my only one, but she was dating him for 7 years, and not much explanation, and he dumped her. So I've been going through with her and some backlash with her family saying horrible things about my daughter. So I'm just seeing if things will lighten up for us, because it's kind of a grief for me, because I thought he was going to be my son-in-law. And anyway, so we got that. And my mother-in-law passed away in last September, so we went through two things in about a year.
Okay. Well, we'll let DC go first and see what she has for you.
Okay. Hi, this is DC, hon. I feel, you know, a lot of anxiety around, you know, your family right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying, just remember, like, you know, worrying is never the answer. You know, just talk with your daughter and, you know, keep that line of communication open, and that's going to help. And I just, what I'm being shown here is big hearts, and that to me is telling me that, you know, like, you just have to have love, you know, just send love around the situation.
Okay.
And just, you know, just be there for your daughter and, you know, speak truthfully with her and ask the angels to come in, and they're going to give you strength and they're going to guide your words, hon.
Okay, because I used to be so nice.
I mean, sometimes, like, you know, we don't realize, you know, that might have been a blessing in disguise, because what if they had gotten married, had a family, and then broke up, you know?
Right. Well, I've heard that before.
So just
that, you know, yeah.
Yeah, but for now and stuff, like I said, I feel like surround the situation, the angels are showing me, surround the situation with love. Be truthful and just, you know, be there for your daughter. And ask the angels, they're going to come in, they're going to give you the strength that you need, they're going to guide your words. And you just need, like, I'm getting, you need really, like, clear communication with this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just, you know, be there for her. And, you know, be honest, just be honest. And I feel like, you know, it's she's going to get over this. I mean, it's hard to, you know, say that now and everything, but she's right in the midst of it and everything, but I do feel, like you said, you know, she's going to be okay. She has you, and she has a beautiful mother, and I'm getting, you know, the angels are saying, like, mother's healing, you know, but you're going to be a very important factor in this to help your daughter heal, hon.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad
and
if
just,
they just...
You know, just release the situation and give it to God and the angels, and when you release it, you allow for, you know, for solutions to come in faster.
Okay, because that's what I need, because everyone's like, oh, people break up all the time, but it's just all this backlash stuff now, and person's never been mean to us, and now we're being, you know, if you do run into them, we're running into, you know, hatred stuff, and it's just, I don't need that, you know.
Well, you
and
don't
I
have
just
to resonate with it. You give it to the give it to God and the angels, and then you realize it's no longer yours, and it's no longer your burden to carry on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, just know that, and the wounds are going to heal because, you know, time does heal all wounds. It's going to take some time.
Okay.
And
she will
the
be
best thing to do for you and for your daughter is just, you know, forgive everyone involved. And by forgiveness, like I said, you're handing the situation over, hon.
Okay.
And then you no longer carry that burden on you, and either, you know, your daughter won't as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just time, like, the angels are saying it's time, just, like, release this to them. You know, and she's going to be better off, and you're going to be better off. And things will get better in the future. You know, she will have a bright future.
Oh, that's
good
to know.
God bless. Okay, and hold on. Barbara's still here, and she's going to give you some messages too, honey. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Julie. I'm not just going to give you messages, because one of the things that I also do when I'm guided to is I help people to move forward, to let go of whatever it is that's going on in their lives that they don't like. And it's a very simple method. I just ask you a question, you say yes, and I tell you to breathe. Can't get easier than that.
Okay.
So, let's see how they want to word it. Okay, so we're going to go straight into the infinity healing, which is the method I was talking about. So would you like an infinity healing to bring peace back into your soul, to bring it back into your body so that you can actually rest and be okay with your life again? If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that things happen? Things happen in our lives which are for our highest good, even though at the time we may not understand exactly what is going on, but it's always for our highest good. So would you like an infinity healing for just letting all of this go, letting go of the worries, letting go of the, oh my gosh, and this is what I expected, and it's not going to be what I expected, and that whole conversation that you've been having about this whole breakup, if you would like to just let that go, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you don't need to analyze it. You don't need to figure it out. You don't need to know exactly what happened and why it happened. And if you had just turned left instead of right on that Tuesday when it was foggy out and you couldn't see, then the whole world would have been different. To just let go of all of those stories that we create to make sense of things, to just let that go and to trust that this really is what is for her highest good and your highest good, and something miraculous is going to come out of this, which is what they're telling me. So if you're ready for that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay, so they're showing me this image of you like a mama lion protecting her little cub. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the need to be so protective of her? Instead, just allow her to experience what she is experiencing, learn what she is learning, and move forward with her life while you are doing the same, so that you don't have to take on her stuff. You can simply let her be while you are being. And if you're okay with that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay, so what they're telling me is that despite what everyone might have thought, they were not actually meant to be a long-term relationship. They were just together to learn lessons from each other, and they've learned what they needed to learn, and so it's time to move on. They're also showing me that she is going to have someone new that's going to be coming into her life sometime this year, and that she will be so glad that she is with this new person because it will be amazing. And you will just look at it and go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. You know, so don't worry about her. She's going to be great. You're going to be great. So just let go of all of the worry because it doesn't benefit you. It doesn't benefit her. It doesn't make your life better. It just kind of keeps you stuck in what happened and, oh, my gosh, and all of that kind of stuff, which apparently his family is still in, and that's fine. But you guys don't need to be there because you are moving forward with your lives, and she is actually going to end up extremely happy, and so are you. And now they're showing me image of you dancing at her wedding. I have no idea when this is going to happen or who this man is, although he's very bright and sparkly. So it's all going to be just fine. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Great. So how do you feel?
I'm feeling good and know I'm going to have to set up an appointment with you. So I appreciate all your help. So it's just I can't explain it. I only have one, so all your attention, even though she's in her 20s, all goes to her. So
Yeah. That's why they were showing me that mama lion thing. Like, she's got to take care of her baby. But your baby's fine. She really is.
Okay. Well, I really do appreciate taking my call. You don't know how much I do.
Well, you're welcome. Well, go and do something fun today. And you and her go do something fun. You know, go get one of those pedicure, manicure things if that's what you're into. Mm-hmm. Or just go out and have some wonderfully rich dessert that you usually don't eat and just laugh while you're eating it.
Thank you again. It really helped. Thank you so much, both of you.
Oh,
you're
God
welcome.
Bless you.
Thanks.
Everything's going to be wonderful.
Okay. I
it
trust
really
you.
Is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, that makes me want to go out and have some decadent, rich dessert.
Well, pick
I really don't need.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
It does, doesn't it?
Fattening, but delicious. Oh, goodness.
Let's go to the caller from area code 402. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. What can we do for you today?
I'd like any message from Spirit or any of my past loved ones.
Okay. Okay, Dawn, this is DC. You have angels that are coming forward, and they're asking you to claim your personal power. They want you to be confident. They're going to give you strength. I feel like there's like a little bit of struggle around you and a little bit of inner conflict is what they're showing me, hon. So I don't know what the struggle is about. Are you sort of maybe like unhappy or like lonely or something? Because they're showing me like a little bit of a struggle and a little bit of maybe like you said, unhappiness, loneliness.
That's possible, I guess, for anyone, yeah. I'm pretty content with myself in all circumstances. So, yeah, that would probably be correct. Sure, you betcha.
Okay.
Yeah, if I look at the karma,
I feel like there's karma.
Would be right.
There's karma, like, around you, but it's not yours. It might be, like, your family's. I don't know who, like, the people are involved, and there's sort of issues going on, and the angels are saying, just, you know, let it go, you know, let them work it out for themselves, is what I'm getting from the angels.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Of course it does.
Okay. Have you been having a little bit of health issues? I see a little confusion in regard to health.
I hope not. I hope not.
Okay, because I see a little something. They're just, the angels are saying, just know that you just need a little bit of patience and you're going to figure out there's like something, I don't know, a little something. It's not major. Are
okay,
you feeling
real
maybe
real.
Like a little bit of anxiety or something?
A little what?
Anxiety.
Anxiety.
A little bit of anxiety.
There's always stuff.
Because I'm getting like a little something. It's not like anything major, and the angels are just saying, you know, they want you to relax basically.
Oh, okay. I know what they're talking about. It's something to do with friends and trial. Sure. But I know it's gonna go well, and you just confirmed that. I appreciate that. Any
okay.
more you have on that would be great.
That's basically what they gave, you know, to me in that area. They're saying that, you know, financially this year, you know, you're gonna find that your finances are really stronger than they were.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. No, you're so welcome. Yep.
Yeah, any more that you have for me, I'll receive it.
No, they're just saying that you might find some new ways to bring in extra money, too, you know?
Real good.
Yeah, so that's what I'm getting. And the angels are saying that you yourself are a hard worker. And,
yes,
you know,
very.
That. Yeah, and that you put a lot of effort into your work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I see, like, good things coming in the regard of work, you know. Is there something, though, that's going on maybe, like, a little bit that's making you, like, a little bit, I don't know, not so happy right now with the work that you're doing?
Well, I'm on a different level, and it's
mm-hmm.
it's not a job that, you know, that's extremely challenging for me by any means. It's just...
Because what I'm seeing, Dawn, that like you were meant to be like in a leadership role. That's why you're not happy, because you're supposed to be a leader, and you're a very powerful person, and the angels want you to embrace that power, but do it in a loving way, you know. And then you're going to feel better, and you're going to motivate yourself, and you're able to motivate others as well. So that's what they're showing me. And I'm just getting, they're saying, please just have faith, because everything that you're worried about is manifesting. Just stay positive, and you're receiving guidance. Just, you know, listen to the guidance is what I'm getting. Okay, and I'm getting the letter D around you.
D.
So most of the time it's a person. Sometimes it could be a place, but I am getting the letter D around you.
Well, that's my name.
Well, Dawn, yeah, it could be just for you. But the angels are saying, you know, Dawn, have courage and believe in yourself. I don't feel like you totally believe in yourself.
I believe in the purpose.
Yeah, but I feel like you're destined for bigger and better things, you know?
Yeah, that would be, I'm hoping that, But, you know, I try to stay humble in that as well. See, you got to be humble or you're very, very unhappy if you're not. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, I agree with you. But I just, like I said, I do feel like you're, you know, that you are going to be destined for, like, bigger and better things done. And that's my messages, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless, hon.
Okay, Don. So the first thing they're showing me is that you are a rock. People come to you because you are so solid, so dependable. They're always asking your opinion. They ask for your help. You're always there for them. But you're not really there for you. Okay. So they're telling me that there's some areas in your life where you really, you don't want to be everybody's rock. You want to do some things for you, for your life, for your expansion. But you kind of feel guilty when you do that. So, how does that resonate with you?
You're asking me a question? That would be spot on. I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yep. In some areas. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're saying it's not your whole life. There are some areas of your life where you're absolutely fine, but you have a hard time saying no. And sometimes it just overwhelms you, and you want to say no, but you think, oh, my gosh, I have to say yes, because if I say no, then who are they going to turn to, and those poor people, and they need all this help, and blah, 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 blah. Okay. So what they want you to do is to start saying no, when no feels like the right answer. So would you like to do some clearing around that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to say no, to send people to someone else if you are not the right one to help them, to
absolutely, absolutely
recognize your choice in the matter.
Absolutely.
So, okay, then take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing you to put yourself first, to make
absolutely
you the most important person in your life?
Absolutely.
Okay, and three nice deep breaths.
Ooh,
and
that
would you like them? Yeah, that was a big one for you. That one was doing something to me even while we were talking about it. So would you like an infinity healing for no longer being in alignment with those people who are looking for someone to save them? So that they don't even need to come into your life. Okay. And three nice deep breaths. Ooh, that one's really got the energy running. Okay.
Yeah.
And would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to ask for help when you need it? If so, say yes.
This one's going to make me dizzy. I can feel it already. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Three nice deep breaths.
Here it goes.
Wow.
Thank you.
was really big for you.
Yeah, that was real big. All the way to the womb and to the tomb.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you. Oh.
Okay, there's one more little bit they want. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the identity that you've been connected with so long that sees you as that rock, that has you believing you are supposed to be that rock, that has you believing that that rock is your destiny? Because it's not. You are meant for so much more. So if you are ready to let go of the rock identity, say yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
And three nice deep breaths.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Ooh, it's like you're softening and becoming real. I don't know why
literally
I said real, but that's what popped into my mind.
I was looking down and now I'm looking up. It's funny, I gradually looked up and up and up and up and up.
Great.
I just noticed.
I didn't even notice. There are wonderful things on the horizon for you, changes in all aspects of your life, actually. So you're going to see opportunities coming to you that before you wouldn't have even recognized because you were so busy being that rock. And now you have wings and you can fly. So, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for your help to both of you, and God bless you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
God bless you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Got to move my body around a little after that one. Okay. All right.
I know, after that, right? Oh, my goodness.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, she was just like, ooh, really letting go.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that's, you know, what a blessing. My goodness. Do you realize if she it would take her years of therapy. Look at, you did it in that short amount of time, Barbara. Oh, my goodness. That was totally amazing.
Just goes to show we don't have to wait forever. All right, so we have some conversation in the chat room. Fountainhead says, hello, Barbara and Doreen. Happy New Year to you. Dina, is she talking to Dawn? I don't know. Okay. And then White Lily says, I find myself doing a lot of preparation for new clients. Would like to actually welcome them in the physical. Also, I would like to know where to go or what to do to market. Have a steady stream of clients and feel in control of the process. So, are you getting anything for White Lily and how to take that step into actually having clients instead of merely wishing for clients?
Okay, let me see. I'm trying to see if I can get anything on that. I just feel like she's a very hard worker and she puts in, like, really sincere efforts, Barbara. I just, like, put the intention out there. I mean, she has the ability to do it. I don't know, you know, I'm trying to see here if she's not believing in herself enough because she's a very, very, you know, a very strong and powerful person. I'm just trying to see what they're showing me here. I sort of feel like, you know what, there's, like, it's an illusion of what she's like believing that she can't bring in clients. I mean, it's an illusion that she's creating. I just feel like she's really got to believe in herself more and stay positive. And I see the situation turning around.
Okay.
So I'm getting, like I said, like a false sense. It's a sense of illusion is what the angels are showing me.
Okay.
With her. Okay, and that's probably, I don't think I'm really getting anything else on that. But I do feel like she's going to have, everything she wants is going to come, you know, come to her. So not to be worried and everything. I do feel she's going to have the clients. Her finances are going to get better. And everything is going to, it's going to be really good, you know. So she's just got to, you know, she's got to, that false sense. It, like, to me, it seems like a, like, you know, like she's had, it's a false entrapment that she's creating something around her and it's not true. Okay?
All righty. All right, so they want us to actually do some work on letting go of that false thing that you've built around yourself. Okay, I'm seeing this image of a castle. I don't know why, but that's what they're showing me. So you've built this castle around yourself, and we're going to take your castle away so that you can actually experience instead of standing on the ramparts and watching what you want off in the distance. Because that's what they're showing me, that it's in the distance. Okay. First, I've got to fix this Bluetooth so that it'll actually fit in my ear. Okay, that's it. All right, so would you like an infinity healing for dissolving the castle? Dissolving the beliefs that what you're looking for is out there in the future instead of right here in the present, so that you can stop putting off your own success, your own client, your own flow of income until a future date. So if you'd like to stop living in the future and start living in the now, experiencing the clients in the now, experiencing the abundance in the now, and just say yes. Yes, I'll say it for you. And then just take three nice deep breaths. And I want to remind everyone that when I'm doing infinity healing with anyone, if whatever issue we're working on is also an issue that you have in your life, then you can say yes along with us, and it will also work on you. It is not just limited to the person that I'm talking to. It'll work for whomever feels that this is what they need. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to be successful right now? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for letting go of the whole idea that you need to hide you? That it's not safe to let your light shine, that it's not safe to be seen, that it's not safe for you to be you. Because none of that is true. So if you're ready to let that go, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Let's get some stuff moving. Okay, let's see if there's anything else. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you have worth, you have value, you are good enough, you have something to offer to people that they will benefit from, that it will help their growth, it will help your growth, it will make the world a better place. So if you would like to accept yourself, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to be compensated for the work that you do? allowing people to pay you up front before you've done anything because they already know that you are worth it. Allowing yourself to receive the compensation that you deserve for what you are giving. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that everything that comes into your life, whether it's money or clients or whatever, is actually coming to you from God? God is the only source. God just chooses which channels to have things come into our lives. But it always comes back to God. And so if you are willing to accept that God is your source, and therefore you can always ask God for whatever it is you desire, and God always wants you to have more than enough. 3 million times more than enough. Then just say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Oof. Ooh, that really got stuff moving. Okay. All right, so White Lily, sit with that and let us know how you feel. And we will move on to our next caller. Okay. Area code 613. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Wilma, and I'm absolutely, I've gone from calling in the number that Barbara so graciously gave me yesterday and looking forward to it. And I'm just, from the moment DC started to talk about the humor and everything, and I've just been bubbling over, and as you're doing each caller. So what I was going to say was I seem to be stuck still in my diminished eyesight and my financial little thing that I consider to be intertwined. But now I'm just feeling so much energy, and I'm feeling that I'm actually living in the moment, in this now moment, in the what they call the miracle zone. So I'm just going to sit back and let the two of you roll.
Well, you know what, Wilma, can I just want to make a little comment. When you said hello and you said Wilma, I saw beautiful violet color all around you.
Oh, wow.
And violet is very it's very healing, and it helps with any kind of like physical problems. It's a color that regenerates, and it brings balance back into our life. So, you know, if you want to think about like any physical issue or any issue really, just envision the color violet around you, and it brings like you said, everything back into balance. And it helps us really to embrace our whole life.
Popped for me when you said that was when I was very young. I've always had a very vivid imagination. I've always been able to see clearly, and I think I hear as well. Like I'm not talking physically, and I'm talking my inner eyesight and my inner hearing. When I was very young, I think I might have been maybe 5 or 6. No, I must have been 7 because that's when we left the island to come to. Quebec. In the middle of the night, one night, this male appeared in front of me with what I would call purple, would be the color I would describe, with a purple robe, and I'm Catholic, so it looked like a bishop's cap that he was wearing, and it was purple, and there was a lot of, the only other color I think was gold, and he was carrying a staff, and it terrified me. And even when I closed my eyes, I could still see him. And I actually, because we're such a big family, I actually stuck my head under my sister's head, and I still couldn't block it out. And that's what popped for me now when you said your name, I see violet. I don't know what that's opening up, but I don't know what that's opening up, but that's
I don't know, but I mean, when I think of like the color violet, I automatically think of the violet flame of Saint Germain, you know? And that's what, you know, resonate with. And it's just a very healing color. And I just think whoever it was that you did see, like I said, it was very healing. It wasn't, you know, meant to be scary or bad, you know?
Yeah, no, he had his I remember his,
yeah.
His face was very gentle, and he had like
yeah,
a gentle
what,
smile.
Getting,
yeah.
I don't know like, what you envisioned him as wearing, but I'm actually getting a thumbs up from Saint Germain that he was with you.
Awesome.
And he is a Catholic saint, you know, so it is Saint Germain that was with you, you know? And he sort of is like sort of in a way, like he's sort of like a magician in a way, you know. He does have like magical abilities, and he's saying that you have magical abilities as well that you didn't tap into yet. And he's saying, why don't you just like, you know, pull them out and let's work with them.
Oh, I would love to do that. I've always known there's something that I have some, I think I mentioned this to Barbara, not egotistically, but I know that I have some great gift that I'm to share with humanity.
I'm getting,
but I have no idea what it is.
Yeah. Just, you know, like look into alchemy and manifestation, and I think you'll, you know, that'll put you on your path.
Alchemy, manifestation, awesome.
And Saint Germain, yeah?
Awesome.
So that's the violet color. See, that was really cool.
I'm getting chills.
That was awesome. Barbara, what do you think?
Okay, Wilma, let's see what they're going to show me about you. Oh, so the first thing you're telling me, she's really great. Okay, so you're really great. It's like you've got these angelic cheerleaders with their little pom-poms. She's so great. Okay, what do you want me to let Wilma experience today? Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for opening you up to the infinite depth of love? If so, say yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Wow. This is really amazing. Okay, I don't think I'm supposed to do anything else. It's like, wow.
It's amazing. Because,
how do you feel?
I feel, I'm not seeing it in my inner vision, but I'm feeling it, and there's like another, there's something else that's opened up. It's almost like I can see fireworks exploding from me, out around me. It's hard to explain.
Wow.
Because it's not my third eye, and it's not the inner vision that I'm used to. It's like a whole new, it's almost like I've got a third set of eyes that I don't even know what else to say about it. But thank you for both for whatever's just opened up. I know something's opened up. I'm just not sure.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I think this is part of the gift that this is okay. Let me see what they're saying. They're saying that this is the beginning of that gift that you hadn't. It's not that you hadn't. Okay, that you hadn't what? I'll just ask them. That you hadn't been aware of before that has been in you. It's like you are going to a level that will allow you to begin to see it in your life. It's like everything is now going to change.
And that's the word now, because while you and DC were talking to the callers before, every time that you said now, would you like it now, not later, would you like it now, and the word miraculous was mentioned once or twice, and every single time it was like pop, 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 pop for me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I called in. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Ooh, you're going to have to let me know what you find. What this
you know?
Yeah,
I will.
That's not permitted.
Oh,
the angels are
great.
They're sitting on the edge of the clouds, and they're saying, "All right, Wilma, call us back. Let us know what's going on here."
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to
beautiful, Barbara.
Put you back on mute so you can listen, and don't forget to drink some water. That's a good thing for me to do.
Really powerful.
Oh.
It was really powerful.
Whew. Alrighty.
That was totally amazing.
It was. Okay, our next caller is from area code 402. Come on, computer. Hi, 402. Who's this? Area code 402. Are you there? Okay. I don't know if that was Dawn, and we've already talked to Dawn, or
okay.
Good being. All right. Well, then let's go to area code 347. Hi.
Okay.
Who's this?
Hi. Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Latima.
And what?
I have a question. I have an interview coming up next week, the Tuesday, and it's about apartment. Do you see this going forward, or do you see this not being a good look for me?
Okay, I got a thumbs up, hon, from the angels.
And the baby's agreeing.
She said you didn't have to call, and I would have told you that. I would have asked you. It would have been a lot easier. That's what I hear. That's what she's saying. Oh, cute. Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Have you been getting enough light and being outside enough? Because I feel like you've been cooped up too much.
Yes.
Yeah, you really need to get outside, even if it's for a couple of minutes, bundle the baby up and just, you know, like let the sun just, you know, hit you. And it's just so beautiful. I mean, it's really purifying. And it helps us, like it stimulates, you know, us mentally and everything. And we're able to think more quickly and more clearly. And as well, it purifies, like, our digestive system with those beautiful rays of sunshine, hon.
Yeah, I
believe that. So that's asking you, yeah, if, you know, that you should, you know, get out a little bit. But I'm also getting it. Have you forgotten that you have angels around you? Because, Latima, you have your own personal team of angels, and they're saying, like, why doesn't you call upon us? They're right by your side. They're, you know, they're at your sides. They're above you. They're behind you. They're in front of you. And they're just, like, standing there, and they're watching you. And they're making sure you're safe, and they want to connect with you. You know, so make sure that you include them, like, in, you know, whatever is going on, because they're just waiting for a chance to help you, okay?
How do I connect?
Just ask them. All you have to do is ask them to help you. You know, whatever you're going through, hon, whether it's big or small, they're always waiting to help. And they can't invade your space and, you know, your free will is involved. The only time they can help you without you asking, if you were, you know, in danger, then they would be able to help you, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, ask them and just be open to, like, little signs, you know. And if you're not getting the message clearly enough, ask them, you know, can you show me something a little bit more clearly?
Mm-hmm.
But I have one angel saying to me that there's something going on with money with you, Latima. Do you either spend too much or you spend too little?
I thought you were spending too little.
Okay, because she's talking. Now, too, she's telling me. So just, you know, spend a little bit, you know, just a little bit, like Barbara was saying earlier, maybe just, like, get out and treat yourself to a nice dessert. You know, take a, you know, get out. The baby will get a little sunshine. You'll get a little sunshine. And, you know, you'll, even the scales there. And the angels are also showing me, hon, that, you know, you're a very wise person. Do people come for to you for advice?
Yes.
Because you're natural at that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing me that, like, you're really like a true spiritual counselor, hon. And when you tell people something, they believe everything that you say, you know? And the angels, you know, they want to help you if you would like to consider, you know, doing something, you know, like being a spiritual counselor. All you have to do is ask them, and they'll help you to, you know, get classes or whatever, you know, steps are necessary for you to do, you know, to do that. But they're saying that you have a lot of valuable information that you should share with others. But
yeah.
I sort of feel like as we're speaking, you sort of feel like stuck a little bit, you know, and you don't have like, you can't like create a plan for yourself. I sort of feel like, you know, you know what you want to do and stuff, but you're sort of like, you're a little bit conflicted and everything.
Yes. I know I want to do, but I feel like I need to be in my own apartment, like my own space to get things done.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Well, call upon the angels. They're going to help you with that. And Archangel Sandalphon, he's with you. And he delivers, you know, our prayers to heaven. So he's going to help you with that as well, you know. And I don't know if you feel like when you're asking if your prayers have been heard, but your prayers are always heard, you know. And when we pray for something, the angels ask that we sort of like shift our perception. We, instead of saying, you know, I'm hoping for my own place, see it as if it already happened, okay, hon?
Okay.
And just know that heaven is, you know, working in your favor, and, you know, they're working on this for you. So just pray and trust, and just know that the angels are always listening with you. They're always there. And you're going to be blessed, and, you know, just be open to receiving the guidance that they send you, honey. God bless, okay. Latima. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Thank you for calling in, hon.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Okay. So we're going to do a little bit of clearing work to open you up. And this is at the request of the baby. The baby is saying she doesn't know how great she is. She should know how great she is. So, you know, I'm taking it on the baby's authority because babies know much more than we give them credit for. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for opening you up to your own greatness? Yeah. And take three nice deep breaths. Ooh, that's got some energy moving in you. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for seeing that you are more than just this physical body, that you are more than just this mere human woman, that you are more than just whatever labels anyone has ever put on you, so that you can start experience the greatness of your own life, the vastness of your own soul, so that you can truly step into your own power. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to let go of the stories about who you are, about what you're capable about what is possible in your life? To let go of all of those stories and to now, from this moment forward, start creating the life that you truly want to live. And if you're ready for that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, so now I'm seeing some opportunity coming up for you, which will be way outside of your comfort zone, and you will look at it and say, wow, that's really great, but I can't do that. And your guidance will be nudging you to say, yes, I can do that. So notice what comes up for you. Notice what's coming into your life, because when you are stepping into your greatness, you are stepping out of your comfort zone. So don't let that scare you. That's part of your growth. That's part of your moving forward in life. So just be open to it and check in with your own heart to find out whether or not it's right for you. Don't go by just your head. Your head's always going to tell you, you know, play it safe. Don't do that. You can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. You know, that's what our heads do. So come from your heart. Your heart knows. Okay, sweet?
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions?
Oh, God bless you. Can you say it again?
Any questions or anything about any of this?
No, that's it. I was just trying to talk to the angels and see and ask for help.
Well, you know, you've got your team. I always call them my team. So everyone has their own team, and you do have your team, and they are working with you. They hear everything you say, so don't ever think that they don't hear you, because they always do. And just allow yourself to start connecting with them. And they're already giving you signs and indications, and sometimes you'll know something and you'll be like, well, where did that come from? And that's just them. They're answering your questions. They're showing you what you are asking to see. They are working with you. You don't ever have to wonder whether or not they're there, because they are. And they never sleep, so they're always working with you. So just ask for what you truly desire. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I just love that baby's energy.
I know. So I was going to say that was one smart baby.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Storm. Okay. All right,
yeah.
Our next caller is from area code 864. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Janetta. How are you all?
Well, hello, Janetta.
Goodness, how are you? This is so wonderful.
Yes, it's been wonderful. Thank you. How are you guys? I was calling because, you know, I was listening to the show, and my son wanted to propose a question, and I'm going to let him speak, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Lily. What can we do for you?
Oh, well, my grandmother recently passed on December 30th, and, you know, I was just curious to see if she had a message for me.
Oh, she's waving, and she's saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Okay, but let's get serious here. All right, DC, do you have a message for Malik from his grandmother?
No, this is Grafton.
Okay.
Okay, Grafton. I'm sorry. I just assumed it was Malik.
Okay, who is it, Barbara?
Okay.
I couldn't hear.
His name is Grafton.
Yeah, my name is Grafton.
Grafton.
I'm the
sorry
oldest
about
one.
That.
Oh,
I guess
you're the
I'm
oldest
getting
son. Okay.
That you guys deserve a little bit of luck, and I feel like you have your family coming to you. And, you know, she's saying that she's going to bring you the luck that you deserve.
Oh.
And I just see her looking down, and she's letting you know that she's not here in the physical, but that beautiful bond that you had, you know, that's still there. And you can talk to her. She could still hear you. And whenever you think of her, she's, you know, she's right next to you in the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's connecting with you when you're outside. Maybe, like, if you look at up at certain clouds or you notice, like, a certain bird. I mean, I feel like she's trying to send you like these little signs. So I don't know if you've been noticing like anything like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because that's what I'm being shown, you know. That's what she's showing me. I mean, she's right there with you guys. She loves you guys so much. And, you know, she's saying people sort of think, you know, like, you know, that when people, you know, they go to the other side that they're no longer able to connect. But she, in fact, has more time now to be able to connect with you, you know, because that's what, you know, it's just all time. So that's what, you know, I'm being shown here.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm just saying, you know what? She's saying, I'm not worrying anymore. Did she like sunflowers? I'm just seeing some beautiful, you know, sunflowers is what she's showing me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, she's showing me, like, beautiful, beautiful sunflowers. Yeah. I think there's a little something there. Okay, let's see. Okay. So you, are you the older son?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, that's what I'm being shown. Is it, I just feel like there's someone around you. Is it a dad or, I don't know, there's like a male figure that he's going to be around you guys and he's going to help you a lot. Because I feel like, you know, there's a little bit of frustration right now around and I don't know what it's about, but he's, there's an older gentleman that's going to be around you guys and he's going to help with everything.
Granddad. It's granddad.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And what's going on with you, honey? I sort of feel like your life is not, like, in total balance. Because your grandma's showing me, like, scales and the scales are tipping. So your life is not in total balance.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you focusing
right,
maybe on one area of your life as opposed to, like, you know, putting your energy into all of your areas?
Yes, that's more than true.
Okay, because she wants you to balance the scales because the scales tip into the one side there is what I'm getting.
Wow.
Okay. She's saying, I don't know, did she ever say this, love's not all flowers and sunshine, honey?
Yes.
So that's what I'm getting, like, love's not all flowers and sunshine, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Are you looking for some kind of different kind of work or something?
I am in the transition of trying to make a decision of whether to work. So, you know, different.
Well, you're gonna have success this month. Your grandma's gonna make sure of that, hon.
Oh man.
God bless you, and thank you for calling in. I'm gonna turn you over to Barbara, and it was such an honor to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, so the first thing that she's showing me is that you have some beliefs about some things that you've done in the past, and you think that she's holding that against you, or maybe you're holding it against yourself. Anyway, so she wants you to know that she's already forgiven you for anything and everything you've ever done, you've ever said, how you've ever been. She wants you to let it go. You don't need to hold on to any of it. It's already been forgiven. She says,
yes,
her
ma'am.
Love for you is beyond bounds, and that love does not hold any resentment. There is no negativity. You are loved. She is just embracing you because she loves you so much, and she wants you to start loving you, to start doing the things that you really want to do. Being the man that she knows that you are. It's like she's showing me this image of you and you're just glowing with all of this power, with all of this energy, and you have the ability to create your life however you want it to be. And she knows that and she wants you to feel it. And I don't know if you can feel all of this that she's got all this energy surging through you right now. It's just, like, amazing. She wants you to accept yourself, to know that you are wonderful. You are one of the bright points in her life. And she loves you. And she will always love you, always be there for you. And now she says, then sometimes she will kick you in the butt when you're not listening. But you don't ever have to worry about how she feels about you. And anything from the past that you've been hanging on to and beating yourself up about concerning her or any other member of your family, she says, just let it go.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, lady, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, And you know what? I have one little message. She wants you to follow your passion, hon.
Mm.
Whatever you're passionate about, you know, just listen to your heart.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And thank you. It was a beautiful reading. God bless you guys.
Look, God bless you both. Thank you so much. You know, I'm a regular listener, and I turned you guys on so he could listen because he's here with me helping to, you know, finalize things here. And I was telling him about you all and how wonderfully blessed you all to be the vessels of the messages of love from our beloved ones, you know. And thank you so much, both of you, that Tim, to give closure to a lot of things. And God bless you both. I love you.
Oh, God bless you, Janetta.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
All righty. I'll go back in.
Aww.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I know you're going to go back and listen.
Oh, and this great,
okay.
Great call.
That one brought
tears. Oh, my goodness. So beautiful. Wow.
Okay. So now we have a question from the chat room, and this is from Fountainhead. And Fountainhead wants to know if there are any messages about work or health, work and or health.
What has Fountainhead been confused about lately? Because I'm getting, the angels are saying Fountainhead's confused.
Okay. Since there's a delay between when Fountainhead hears us and actually typing the answer. Okay, Fountainhead's typing. Yay! All right.
And Barbara, I'm getting Fountainhead's said about health. There's some kind of physical issue, and it goes all the way back to the past. So I think there's an infinity healing needed here. It goes all the way back to childhood. Is what the angels are showing.
Well, the answer was the confusion is based on health problems.
Okay.
So you got the answer even before it was typed.
Fountainhead is employed presently, correct?
I believe so, but I don't want to speak out of turn.
Yeah, because I'm just...
That's an interesting phrase. Okay, they're typing. Fountainhead is a contractor.
Okay, because I'm getting... There's going to be certain men that she's got... Is it a she? Fountainhead's a she, right? Is it a she? Or is it he?
That I have never known. And
I'm
not
getting
sure
be...
what it is.
Yeah, I'm getting this certain man that Fountainhead works. I thought it was a she. I said she at first. I didn't want to. But she's working with certain men, and I feel like they're very aggressive, you know? And the angels are saying, be careful not to upset them. But in the same, you know, in the same breath here, I'm saying, don't upset them, but don't let them walk all over you either. Because, you know, you might need them, like, later on. I'm feeling like in regard to work, if she's looking for something, I don't know, like different or something else, there's going to be someone that's in charge of mail, and I'm getting, you know, like that mail is going to help her in the future. Just like, you know, impress him is what I'm getting. And if she wants something like just like ask is what I'm getting. But I feel like something new and exciting is coming soon, like within a month. She's got to keep her eyes open, you know, if she wants something different. And she has a lot of stress on her. There's, like, so much stress. Oh, my goodness. She's got to find a way to control the stress. It's going to get out of hand. And that's what I have, Barbara.
Okay. All right, let's see what they want us to do. Okay, so, excuse me, I'm getting that this ongoing health thing, which it's they're showing me like this long cord, and there's little knots in the cord, and I guess those little knots are the big health things, but they're all connected, even though they don't always look like they are. These are all connected, and they're strung out throughout her life. Okay, how many lives? Okay, they're strung out throughout four lifetimes. All right, so let's see if we can clear this up. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing this cord of health issues that you have been living over and over and over? It's one of the ways that you set up for allowing you to step into your greatness, but in a lot of ways it's been keeping you from stepping into your greatness. So, you know, before you're born, you decide, okay, I need this in order for this to happen. Then once you're born and you don't remember what you had decided, you use it to keep the thing that you actually wanted from coming into your life. That's what they're showing me. So if you would like now to cut the cord, let go of all of that so that you can actually stand in your greatness now, so that you can actually be who you truly are right now, so that you can completely and totally release the past and move forward from this point, consciously creating your life and everything that you really want to experience. Then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing stress, releasing everything you've been taught about stress, releasing everything that you've ever done to bring stress into your life? Part of standing in your greatness is recognizing that you are only stressed when you decide that you are stressed. Stress is not required. It is a choice, and you can now make the choice to let it go. And do not ever, ever, ever take on other people's stress, because apparently you do that. So if you'd like an infinity healing for letting go of that, letting go of the need to take on other people's stress, and just quit letting stress have so much power in your life, if you are ready to let that go, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to let go of the whole idea that since you work with the courts and you are dealing with people who speak other languages, and that's all very stressful because those people are going through all of this trauma and drama in their lives, and of course the court's going through all this trauma and drama, and that whole system creates all this trauma and drama, but you don't have to be in that. So if you would like to be able to go through and do your work without being in that energy, so that you can be the calm island in the middle of all that stress, all that trauma, so that you can always do your best for whomever you're working with. You can provide them with the best possible services so that they can make the best possible choices, so that they can see their options. So if you want to be that calm little island in all, just say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing, giving yourself permission to use your wisdom in your work? Because you know a lot just from having worked where you work, from having heard all of the things that you've heard, you actually know a great deal. Don't discount yourself because you don't have, you know, the law degree or whatever it is that's important. allow yourself to utilize the wisdom that is within you. And if you want to do that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Oh, okay. So, and she says she's empathic. That's why they were showing me that you were absorbing all of this stuff. You don't need to absorb it. Let's see. All right, you are empathic, which allows you to feel. It allows you to feel what other people feel. But feeling it does not mean that you take it on. You can be aware of what other people feel and let them keep that energy. You do not have to take it into yourself. So if you'd like an infinity healing for allowing you to feel but not take on other people's energy, then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Oh, that's much better. Okay, so let us know how you're feeling, and I will check back in and read it. And we will go on to the next caller, and if we need to, we'll come back to you. Okay. All right, let's go to the caller from... Hi, Helena.
Hey, Barbara, what a gorgeous show you guys are doing. It's always good, but this time, like, wow, especially so. Really nice. I mean, between St. Germain and the babies, and wow.
And yeah.
Fun. It's really special.
It is. I feel the energy does feel special.
Yeah. So I'm pretty light, and just wondering if there's any messages from the angels for me, or from whomever.
Okay.
Aw, beautiful. I'm just getting the word success around you.
Oh, loving it.
Yeah, and the angels are just like clapping their hands, and that's what they're showing me. And, I mean, I'm feeling that, like, this is, you know, that you deserve and everything. But, I mean, it's heaven sent as well is what I'm getting. And I'm also getting a few honeys just to make a wish. This is really like a magical time for you. And just, you know, make a wish and enjoy it as it starts to manifest. And just make sure you say, like, you know, affirmations and everything. But I just feel like this is, like, a time where sort of everything that you touch is almost in a way, like they say, turns to gold, like sort of like you have the Midas touch, you know?
Yeah, we.
With their show. Yeah. Now, I'm wondering, have you been... I don't feel like you've been having enough of joy, though, lately.
No, it's come in little spurts here and there.
Yeah, because I feel like you've been a little bit too serious. They're saying you have to remember, like, this, too, you know, will pass, you know? And they want you to, like, lighten your mood a little bit, and they want to help you. They're going to help you to elevate your vibration, and better times are ahead for you, you know?
Awesome. Does it matter? I'm sorry.
No, well, the funny thing is, if you don't, like, I have Joan Rivers, when I get, like, a little bit too serious, like I said, she comes in and she pulls the rug out from underneath me. Well, you have little joy guides around you, and they're going to do some practical jokes or something if you don't lighten up.
All right.
Because they want to get your attention, you know? So, you know, you might open the dryer and you might find that, like, you know, a little piece of clothing is missing. Or, you put your keys somewhere and, you know, you just place them and all of a sudden they're not there. You're, like, running around looking. They're just trying to get your attention. You know, they want you to relax a little bit and they want you to laugh. And this is their way of, you know, telling you that they want to help you.
Okay. And I'm also feeling, they're showing me the color like yellow around you, sort of like a lemon yellow color. And it's a very like beautiful warm color. It reminds me of the sun. And it's really inspiring. It sort of like feeds the brain, like it's brain fuel, and it helps us to make decisions and to really like think clearly, and it boosts our memory. So they're showing me like this beautiful yellow color around you, and they're asking you to sort of like think outside the box, you know, with this beautiful yellow color.
Okay.
Does that make any...
With yellow color? I've been playing a bit. I found this coloring book I got from Ireland of all these, of the Book of Nell.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm using a lot of yellow, and it's real intricate and getting a little
You know, the yellow color, even if you're just coloring, it's actually going to help you to really, you know, to do quite a bit. And this lemon yellow color, it's just going to give you, like, the ability to, like, get these beautiful creative ideas. It's going to be very inspiring.
Oh, cool. Cool.
So that's what I'm being shown. But I want to ask... is there like a situation or something like what your family? I sort of feel like there's something going on, and other people are sort of maybe, you know, to tell you, you know, like things, like to do things. They're sort of like dictating a little bit, because I feel like you feel like you're trapped, you know.
Family wise, I one side of the family, all of a sudden, I'm not that close with from events that happened during the summer.
Okay.
The other side of the family. I wanted to visit them Christmas. It was a financial thing, but someone got a bit down on me because of my activities, which I consider very good, my studying and things that I'm doing. It was like, you don't have any money and you're not working because you're doing that. And it's like, no. But anyway, no, that's okay, but, you know, it is what it is.
You know, it's just that, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and don't worry about them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. One question, though. If right now, it's just, you know, everything I touch is gold, for the next, like, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, Monday, too, I'm probably going to, not trapped, but I'm kind of, like, grounded a little bit because I got to get things squared away where I live. Does that matter that I'm not really out and about like I usually am?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
And I'm seeing, I don't know, there's like a significant man that I'm getting, that they're showing me, like they're saying, you know, like a man that's going to come and help you with something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Right.
They're showing me. But I'm getting like in regard to like, you know, like your finances and everything. You know, like you said, you're not, you know, this is what you're doing and everything. But I sort of feel like you're, like I could see like a fist, and the money is like so tightly like held in that fist that like nobody would be able to get it out. You know, it's being held so tightly. So if you were to go to, some, like, say, a coffee shop or somewhere, and, you know, like a person in front of you was ordering a coffee, just, like, pay it forward, pay for their coffee, and then you're going to switch up the energy.
I you mentioned that to me before. I didn't do it with a stranger, but I did it with a friend right after you told me that. I did it on January 1st.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm still getting that. Like, you know, I'm just getting, like, that money held so tightly, you know?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it stretch. Yeah.
Well, sure. Now that, you know, that goes without saying. But I sort of feel like, you know, you have nothing to worry about, you know, so don't, you know. And the angels are saying they want you to follow your passion. You know, whatever it is that you're passionate about, you're ready. I feel like something exciting is coming your way.
Oh, good, good. And the man, is that work or work in, you know, personal relationship? Could it be both, or is it one or the other?
It could be both. Okay. Let's see. I'm just getting, like, work-wise, you just, you know, make sure that you know who to trust before making, like, any decisions, like, in the workplace. Does that make any sense? You know, so just...
I guess it does, yeah. I mean, it's good advice.
Yeah, because that's what they're showing me in regard to work. Just, like, watch, you know, who you trust and everything. Let me see. Are you looking for something? I'm getting, like, you really want something new, though, in regard to, you know, work. And I feel like people are going to be receptive to you. You know, they're going to be open to what you want and your ideas.
And I do feel like something is coming your way, okay? So just be aware of that as well.
Is it my creative work or is it like the mundane work that just kind of keeps you going?
Well, the angels are, see, they're just telling me if you're looking for something new and exciting, it's going to be coming.
Okay.
So that's giving me, I'm getting like new and exciting, you know?
Yeah.
And I just want to ask you, I'm seeing like a little boy. I don't know what this means. Do you have a son or someone that's like a son to you?
No.
Are you worried about it like a male?
Pardon?
Is there like a little boy in spirit? Or is there like a male that you're worrying about? Because I feel like you're really intuitive. And I'm feeling like there's something in regard to healing with a male.
Hmm.
Is there like someone in heaven or is it someone on this side? But I'm just feeling like, or have you been receiving messages like from your dad? Or are you worried about your dad? I'm getting like it's a male. I'm not sure. You know, there's something with a male.
All right. Well, I can just hold on to that.
Have you been worried about like any males in your life? Because I'm just getting like there's something like that you've sort of, you know, like you've been thinking about, you know?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting. I hope that helped you, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you, hon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Helena.
Okay, Barbara.
All right. Something you said reminded me of something. Okay. So when you are looking at the situations in your life that you're trying so hard to work with, to deal with, to let go of, they want you to remember that when you are going through something, then you are going through it. It is not going to last. Because sometimes you forget that.
Yes.
And you think that when I'm going through it, this is going to last forever.
Yeah.
And it's not. And so are you still doing the, you know, lying back and opening your hands, your arms?
I am.
Instead of
I am.
Stretching. You're still stretching money, though.
Oh,
so you're doing both.
I'm,
you're opening up and you're hanging on.
Well, there's a fear that I'm going to be stuck and not be able to get from point A to B, and that's why I keep holding on to it. I guess I let that go, but then if I ended up getting stuck and not being able to get where I wanted to go, I'd be pretty upset. So I am holding on.
Why do you imagine that if you ever got into a situation where you couldn't get to where you wanted to go, that the angels wouldn't bring you a miracle? They wouldn't provide for you. You wouldn't have what you need. You're not trusting. Why are you
not
trusting? Why are you afraid to trust? Ooh, that's a biggie for you.
Well, it's huge, yeah. I mean, I guess because I've asked about a lot of other stuff and still haven't seen some of it, a lot of it. They gave me a free iPhone,
okay,
which is pretty phenomenal.
All right. So, would you like an infinity healing for clearing out all of those issues, all of that old stuff that you have revolving around trust, to just let go of all of those? They're showing me it's like roots going all through your life, through this life, through past lives. Okay. However these lack of roots go, lack of trust roots go. Just allow the infinity healing to go through to find even the tiniest little speck of a root and to remove it so that you can live in trust, so that you can live in this beautiful, deep, wonderful trust, this knowing that God is always going to take care of you, that God loves you, that God is always going to shower you with gifts, provide you with whatever you need. So if you would like that, then yes.
Yes.
We
ask them to do it quickly, too.
We don't put conditions like that on God. You know that.
I know, but it seems like I'm Miss Onion Peel.
Yeah, it's little by little.
Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for letting go of the need to have everything be instant, to instantly see that, yes, this is working, to instantly see that you are getting what you want, to instantly have everything in life, because you don't actually want everything in your life to be instant. You get to actually enjoy the moment when you're letting go of the instant. So if you are ready to let go of the instant, say yes.
Yes.
That was difficult for you. And take three nice deep breaths.
Oh, it just seems something's been waiting all my life, and they do seem imminent, like they're coming now. And it's kind of fun. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I can feel that been waiting stuff. So would you like an infinity healing for letting go of the story that you've been waiting all of your life, that you're always waiting? And that's why you want it to happen in this instant, because you've been waiting. You're always waiting. You have to wait. Everything takes time. It'll happen next year. It'll happen next month. It'll happen next lifetime. Instead of allowing yourself to live now, to have things happen now, to change things now, to accept things now. So if you'd like to stop waiting and stop worrying and stop doubting and live now, then say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Oh, that changed your energy.
Oh, good. Yeah, it did. Well, you guys are amazing.
Hey, so are you.
Hey, thanks.
We only attract amazing people to us, you know.
Today, for sure. I guess, yeah, every day. So, thank you.
You're welcome. And
as
you are clearing out the things, remember, if you haven't used it in 6 months, you probably never will.
Ouch. Oh, I'm proud of myself. I put this cut crystal, which I was holding on to try to sell, and that's in the box that's going to Purple Heart, and it's going to be put out for Monday morning. So, yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, 6 months.
You can do it.
Anyway. Okay, thank you.
And have fun.
Thank you, I am. And I will.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Sure thing.
Okay, DC, we've reached the end of another phenomenal show.
Barbara, we have. This has been amazing. Thank you for allowing me to come and join you and, you know, do the readings. It just means so much.
Well, thank you for volunteering to do it. I appreciate that.
Thank you. It's just so much fun. And you have some of the most beautiful callers, you know, and it's just, I feel like all warm and fuzzy inside. It's beautiful.
Yes. We only attract amazing people because we are amazing people.
Ah, that's great. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. And I'm just, this for me is a way to start off the weekend on the right foot. Really nice. Thank you.
Yes, for me too. And thank you for everyone who called in and did the work and got the messages and decided to start changing your life today. We appreciate you. And I will be back on Tuesday at 11. And next week, I will be here on Friday with Elizabeth. And Elizabeth does these amazing chants. So I know all of these amazing people. Gosh, you guys are great. Okay. Thanks, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody.